Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Sebo, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is a live broadcast from the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa in Tampa, Florida, where I am. The sun is shining. Everybody's smiling. I have to tell you, I am involved, like I've been telling you about the past 2 weeks, that I was going to be right out here at the TTAP Retreat. Now, you've heard Teresa on my show. Well, we're not having Teresa today. She's going to be the star of her retreat, of which I'm going to be participating for these next few days. But we're going to talk about two women, and they're right here with me in my room here at the spa, the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. And we're going to be hearing their stories. Now, if any of you listening have had to deal with weight problems, as I have throughout my entire life, each of these women have a story to tell that you may think is unbelievable, but I am sitting here with them. They have been showing me their photographs, and it just blows me away. Don't ever give up on doing something for yourself. Teresa's method works. It doesn't make any difference your age. You, even if you have certain physical disabilities, there's things you can do for yourself. I've been talking with different women. It is amazing. So I want to get right away, because we have this time, and we have Charlotte and Barbara here. Charlotte, I'm going to go to you first. Now, my audience can't see you, but you're how tall?
5'11".
You're 5'11". What size are you?
I'm wearing a size 4 now.
She's 4. So disgusting. She's a size 4. Okay. Now, let me tell you, this lady has 12 children. She has dealt with a weight issue for how many years?
25 years.
25 years. I have seen the photos. She's got them with her. In fact, there are so many people here that have brought photos of before and where they are right now. I mean, it's just totally amazing. Tell us your story. First, how did you find out about TTAP?
I found out about it on a blog. It was Large Family Logistics blog, and the woman mentioned that this was her favorite stretching exercise that took 15 minutes. And at the time, I had two children that were engaged to be married, and I was thinking weddings, and I thought, well, this would be a good way to start getting, you know, looking better for their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got started. I went to the TTAP site, and I thought, oh, well, this, you know, I can do 15 minutes. And that's how I started.
Now, you were what size when you started?
A size 22 women's.
A 22 women.
And I weighed 258 pounds.
250. Oh, jeez. Now, to look at you, and you just had someone tell you this recently, a hairdresser, that you had a dancer's body. You know, the first image that comes into my mind are these svelte, slinky, good-looking women, of which you'd fit into that category, you know, in Vegas, you know, the showgirls. They got the long legs and the long torso, and they wear all these beautiful costumes, which you probably would have a blast wearing. You battled for 25 years, and I've got in front of me a photograph after you had lost how many dress sizes?
I had lost 2 dress sizes in the photo you see.
Yes, 2 dress sizes. But I look at this and I look at you, and I wouldn't know that that's the same woman, because you have gone down even further. Now, what you did, you started with the TTAP. Now, let's talk about size, because so many times when people are large, they have a very, very difficult time even thinking they can do something. And you were not an exerciser, so you started doing this, but how did you start? Because when you are a person of size, whether you're male or female, and this is for the guys as well as the gals, but women seem to be more interested in it, what was it for you that that you started with? What did you start doing, and what was your biggest challenge as a woman of size?
Well, the physical aspect of actually exercising, lifting that leg that weighed so much, part, you know, at the beginning, that was tough. But one way I really motivated myself was I read Teresa's book, Fit and Fabulous, in 15 minutes, and I read the success stories over and over.
Mm-hmm.
On her exercise DVDs, she has Meet the Team, and it's people sharing their stories of what TTAP had done for them. And I watched those literally over and over. And I got on the website, and I found out about moves, and I talked to people, and as I lost inches, I would report, and people would, you know, say, oh, great, you know, you're doing good, keep us posted. And so I guess I surrounded myself with positive input instead of the, you know, I can't do this, I'm too overweight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pushed through, you know, the being uncomfortable. I felt like TTAP was changing so much in my body, and I got results so quickly because I lost 5 inches the first week. And like 3 inches the next week, and so that was very motivating.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I got those results, and I felt so much better. I had so much more energy, and so it was kind of self-perpetuating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, probably another challenge was looking at myself in the mirror wearing workout clothes, because I had always avoided the mirror, especially, you know, not with completely dressed, and so it was hard to see what I had become, because I was finally really looking at myself for the first time, honestly, and that was a little tough to deal with. But I learned to celebrate my progress as I went instead of always thinking how much farther I had to go.
I really like what you said about Teresa's site, that you have this interactive environment where you can say, gee, I lost a quarter of an inch, and somebody's going to say, oh, that's wonderful, keep up the good work. Or even if you went in and you said, you know, I'm so discouraged because, and I was talking with a woman this afternoon, she has hyperthyroidism, and she said she can put on 10 pounds in a week and not even eat any differently. It's just her body chemistry goes wacky. And so she said it got so discouraging, but she's so enthusiastic that she says when she does this, she feels a lot better and her body feels more balanced. But she's got a certain physical condition that she's dealing with. It's a challenge for her, a big challenge. Now, let's talk about something here, because about the skin. That to look at you and to look at this photo, and you'd say, and you were two sizes larger than what this photo shows, most people will have tremendous sagging skin. You know, if they go on an extreme diet, they say, gee, I've got to get all this weight off. They go on this extreme diet, before you know it, they have all this saggy skin, you know, the arms, especially around the abdomen. You had 12 children. You don't have a saggy abdomen at this time. I mean, I look at this, and even the photos that you have, like you had this one here, you said at this time, and which one was this? Because you said, I look like I'm 6 months pregnant here, and you do.
And I was not pregnant.
Right.
My baby was like a year and a half old at that point. And my biggest baby was 11 pounds, 10 ounces, and many 10-pound, 9-pound babies out of my 12 children. And so my skin had stretched a lot over the years, and muscle separation in the abdomen even was an issue.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, which is really common.
Well, and you think about it, this is something that women, when they are pregnant and they want to get themselves back into shape, and this was 25 years, you know, where you had this misshapen body, and then the body between doing the TTAP and then you say the body brushing technique that I know Teresa has mentioned on the show when we've been talking, where she'll say this is something that in Europe that women are educated about, and it enables the skin to remain elastic or to have an elasticity to it. So tell us how that helped you.
Well, I did the brushing from the day one, from the very beginning, and I'm 48 years old, so
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with perimenopausal issues and definitely no spring chicken. So I'm at that time of life where your age is beginning to show. But I brushed all along, and I saw improvement in the texture of my skin, and I believe that it's tightened my skin as I lost the inches. And so I wasn't trying to play catch up on that, but as the fat went away, my skin has slowly tightened along with it. I'm a person who has had lots of cellulite, and it is much improved. I will not probably ever be rid of all of it,
mm-hmm.
because that's just my skin type, my body type, but it is much improved. And so I believe the brushing is what's done that.
Now, this is something I think that what you've gone through, and of course there are so many stories like this, and you can go to Teresa Tapp's site, and to be among so many women, each one has their own story to tell, whether it's a health challenge or something else, but yet they have found as I have found, that TTAP does make a difference, and it works the lymphatic system, and it just does such a tremendous amount of good overall. But you, as an adult and having had so many children, it's a wonderful example of how any woman, if she's pregnant, she doesn't have to have that distended abdomen, and she doesn't have to have that apron of flesh and fat around. That's not necessary anymore. And so if she knows about TTAP, and she does it when she's pregnant as well as after the pregnancy, then she's going to really tone up very, very quickly. Now, what was it you did? You didn't diet, you said. You didn't diet because you obviously had to do something with calories.
Right, right. The first 4 months, I only TTAPed. I didn't change my eating at all, and I lost 20 pounds. And that was probably because I was building muscle density and I was more active. And then after about 4 months, I did the Way Down diet. And I took an online class at thewaydown.com. And it is a spiritually based program. And it's the principle is that you only eat when you're hungry and you stop when you're full. And so you begin to realize how important food was to you and how you were meeting needs with it, emotional needs, and how often you think about food. Just all those things were brought to light for me. And for me, it was very easy in a lot of ways because there were no restrictions on what you could eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't wake up in the morning and say, okay, I can only have 2 pieces of bread today and no chocolate, because that would just make me think, I've got to have chocolate. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't eat that way the rest of your life, saying you can't have this and you can only have this. And so for me, it was doable because you can eat anything you want, but only within the bounds of hunger and fullness. And so then the program teaches you to go to God with those needs. And it was just a very good Bible study. I really enjoyed it. But it totally changed my relationship with food.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very important. An interesting thing about TTAP is many TTAPers wear a smaller size at a higher weight. When I got into a size 12, which was the first time I'd worn that size in like 25 years, I weighed 25 pounds more than the last time I wore a size 12. And it's because of the muscle density, and it cinches you in, and you are more solid. But
mm-hmm.
when you're wearing the size, who cares how much you weigh? Because I weighed 200 pounds and was into a size 12, which is amazing.
Say that again.
I was right at 200 pounds when I got into a size 12. That was a goal.
That doesn't seem possible.
It was a goal that I had for my husband's 25th college reunion, and I remember I wanted to be under not 200 pounds for his reunion,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't make it, but I was still wearing the size 12, so who cared how much I weighed?
That is awesome.
And so that's why I can be 5'11" and weigh 144 pounds now and wear a size 4.
That's incredible. That's just amazing. But I know Teresa had said that when you build muscle, then she wasn't concerned about being on the scales. What she wanted you to do was to do the exercises so that you are going to reap the full benefit. Well, this is just incredible. And, Charlotte, I'm so glad that, one, I'm here, two, that I had the opportunity not just to talk about Teresa's program, which I believe in very, very strongly, but to be absolutely blown away. And I mean that quite literally, by the fact that I'm looking at a beautiful woman who is svelte, slender, the dancer's body, and then I got these photos in front of me, and I go, no, this can't be the same woman. But it is.
It is.
And I think that you probably feel so different about yourself, too.
I do, and I really didn't start out to do this. I didn't start T-tapping saying, I hope I can lose 100 pounds. It was like, I'd like to lose a size, and then 20 more
mm-hmm.
pounds, and then one more size as I went, because it was too overwhelming and depressing to think I have 100 pounds to lose.
Oh, isn't that that I think is such a good attitude, because it is, psychologically, it's like, you know, if you were to take 100 pounds of butter and stack it up against a wall, and you'd think, oh, my God, am I ever going to do it? I don't think so. And then you just stay where you are.
Right, because so, it's just too much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For being with me, Charlotte. And your story, you've won the contest. You're one of the winners. And you're going to be talking to people during the entire weekend. And congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
It's just a joy.
Thank you very
so
much.
So it gives us hope, all
yes,
of us hope.
Hope.
I mean,
yes.
Oh, my goodness. I know what that is. I've dealt with it all my life. Thank you, Charlotte. We're going to now go and chat with Barbara, because, and by the way, this broadcast is coming live from the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. And I had, when I first came in and was chatting with all of the ladies, when I was finding out what was going to be going on today, one of the women, whose name is Lisa, she said, oh, you've got to talk to Barb Osterhout. And I said, okay. She said, you're never going to believe her story. Barb, I want to welcome you to the show, first of all. Thank you for coming and being willing to be on the air with me. It's just a joy. But your story is a different story because you have a very interesting physiological condition that you need to describe because I've never heard of this before. What is it?
Well, it's called hypermobility or hyperextensive joints. So when I stand up straight, my knees go backwards instead of forwards if I'm standing up straight. So a little bit of concave.
Mm-hmm.
And my joints are more flexible than a lot of people's. So it becomes a challenge to develop my muscles as easily because my joints are extended too far. So this can be a challenge with doing weights because I would press the weights too far when I was working out at the
mm-hmm.
gym and my knees would kind of sink in and as I pressed more weights it got a little more challenging and a little more painful and I didn't really realize that this was, you know, my problem until I started doing TTAP and Teresa looked at me and she goes, oh, you've got hyperextensive joints.
So you didn't learn about this through a doctor. Now, I know Teresa has tremendous education and background in rehabilitative therapy and this type of thing. And this is something that with TTAP, it took a number of years for her to really get all of these different formulas for working the body so that you can tone and do things. But here you are. You started out with Teresa in what, 2000? When did you start out with her?
I first started doing the TTAP tapes in the year 2000. Now, I've done more TTAP off than on over the years,
mm-hmm.
Just because I would set myself up for too large of a goal, set up all these plans where I had to be perfect and set up too many rules for myself and would look at that and go, I can't do that.
Just
and then
about.
I would quit.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I finally started it was in another book I read about embracing ordinary, and I started taking ordinary useful steps that Teresa talks about in TTAP, learning to do a few moves at a time and then working on those, that I started to have more success and created rituals about my fitness and health.
Mm-hmm. Well, your photographs, I mean, you look like you had two different bodies here, and it was in one body. What size were you?
I was, at these pictures, I was probably about 15 pounds lower than my highest weight, and I was probably about a 28 size, maybe for sure. I'm not quite exact.
My goodness gracious. What was it that made you feel that the TTAP was something that was going to work for you? What was it?
I like the idea that the TTAP was using your own body weight and using your own resistance
mm-hmm.
for it, and also not having to continually add weights like I was doing at the gym.
Yes.
I didn't know how many pounds did I have to press doing like leg presses. I was up to over 300 pounds, and I was doing these leg presses.
300-pound leg presses?
And that, and it was, you know, I couldn't see an end to that, so... this really intrigued me. Also, I'm a combo type body here, where
mm-hmm.
I've got a longer waist, but I'm quite hippie, and so the TTAP also promoted being able to develop longer, leaner muscles doing Teresa's workout instead of maybe shorter, bulkier ones. So that was quite intriguing to me also.
Now, when you started working with Teresa and that motivation was there, when did you see some results that really inspired you? Because I know what Charlotte said. For you, I mean, you've been involved with this since 2000. We're in 2008. So you have been working with this since 2000.
Yes, and like, and as I said, I've been working more off than on. And at 2000, I was at a smaller weight. I had lost quite a lot of weight and had started to gain it back again.
Mm-hmm.
And I gained back almost all of the 130 pounds that I had lost.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I had a lot of head stuff going on, so I wasn't getting out of the headspace. So it was more, I guess, starting in 2006, probably October 2006,
mm-hmm.
when I really started to work on my form and trying to hold the T-tap form, holding my muscles instead of letting go of, like I said, the hyperextensive. I really have to pay
mm-hmm.
attention
mm-hmm.
to keeping my joints not locked in position there, keeping a little bit of a bend. And so in 2006, I started working more on the physical form, and I also started a different type of eating plan with some people who were former bodybuilders. So my eating plan has been low fat, low sugar, but high calories.
Oh, now that's interesting.
It's totally interesting because I've been on, they started me off on eating 2,400 calories a day.
Almost, oh, are you serious? 2,400 calories a day?
Almost half carbohydrates and half proteins. And they gave me a list that I chose from of, like I said, low fat, low sugar
mm-hmm.
Food choices that I chose and made up, decided what I would eat. And I started losing weight from eating higher calories, which flew in the opposite face of 1,200 calories. You have to eat 1,200 calories. You cannot lose weight. So here I was, even when I wasn't T-tapping as much, eating 2,400 calories a week, and losing about 2 pounds a week, eating 2,400 calories a day and losing about 2 pounds a week.
Amazing.
So I had lost, was losing the weight, and I wasn't T-tapping as much, so my body was a little flabbier.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in the headspace, ate back up, probably about ate back 40 pounds, and then it was last October when I was at the T-tap retreat and really got into the form again, and I was, was probably at about 240 pounds, and then I really started doing the T-tap form more, and I went to like a personal development course and
mm-hmm.
started asking myself questions and letting go of thoughts in my head about how I was supposed to look and how I was supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and just started incorporating T-tap rituals, healthier eating rituals, and letting go of thoughts that no longer served me.
You know, I really liked what you had in here. You said you had a severe case of NGE disease, not good enough, and the NTP disease, need to please. Now, this is up on T-Tap, too, so people can read your entire story up there.
Yes, I'm one of the trainers, so under the trainer section under Barb Osterhout.
Yeah, so this to me is such a significant statement because you have really... during these last 8 years, traveled quite a journey to be able to be where you are today. And now you're a trainer and you're working with other people. This obviously has had tremendous impact on your life.
Yes, it has. And the belief that Teresa has in her program and has in every single participant that purchases her program and works on it is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she always had the faith in myself, even when I didn't, and she has it in everyone, and their ability to be able to change their lives, rehabilitate their bodies, and just be able to be more, I refer to it more as function, fitness, form, flexibility, and health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a more balanced way of living my life.
Now, for you, you decided you were going to become a trainer with this, which is very motivating because you're talking about the very thing that has made such a difference in your life, and you're actively sharing it with other people, so you're keeping yourself where you want to be. How has this changed your interaction with other people? I mean, has this expanded your comfort zone because of your two diseases you talked about, your need to please and...
My need to please and my not good enough
disease. Yes.
Yes, it has, totally. Like, I have also been an aquatics instructor for over 15 years. So I would be up in my bathing suit at almost 300 pounds teaching an aquatics class.
Well, you're braver than I would have been. I would have been a hermit.
Because of my flexibility, I was able to do that, and my cardio, and I kept it up. Now, somebody said, that I was kind of always happy, but now I'm happier. I'm pleased with how I'm feeling and how I am around people all the time instead of not being happy with who I was or who I thought I was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I've started being, you know, just the person I am.
Well, I think that makes a wonderful trainer. I really do. And the fact you've got these photos, and ladies and gentlemen, I really wish you could see these photos because they're just incredible. And you can go to Teresa's site, ttap.com, and you'll see it.
I don't have my before pictures on the site.
Oh,
just
you
yet, but
just the after.
Just the trainer picture.
The trainer pictures. I mean, the toning that she has done just in 1 year is just amazing. She just, you know, you just look absolutely wonderful, Barb. For you as a person, and with our listening audience here, we're just about out of time. Let me ask you, what would you say to someone that is so embarrassed about their size? And, I mean, there are people who will look at and say, well, you look fine to me, but maybe they're 15 pounds overweight or 30 pounds overweight, and how they see themselves. The very thing you've been discussing, it's changing this stuff upstairs in the brain department, in the thinking process. What would you say to those men and women that are listening to you today?
What I would say is it's just starting, not taking off, not setting too much of a perfectionism goal for yourself, setting little steps to take ordinary useful steps instead of perfectly useless ones. And just think about not trading your life for a thought that I'm not good enough, or I don't look the way I think I should look before I put a bathing suit on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just a thought in your head. Go out, put your shorts on, get out and walk, enjoy life. Just start moving for your own sanity and your flexibility and form, fitness, and functional movement.
And that's so important. And what is nice that Teresa, through the years, has developed different programs. Now, sometimes, just like one lady I was talking with earlier, because we're on the East Coast, and so for whoever's listening to this, wherever they are in the country, I was talking to someone, and they were dealing with hyperthyroidism, and there was, you know, everybody has their own challenges that they go through, and I think that this is something for you as a trainer. How do you deal with that? I mean, how do you interact with people and work with them one-on-one? Because sometimes people have certain disabilities with their back, maybe shoulder injuries. You know, how can we work with someone like this?
Well, one thing is finding out first some of their habits that they have, because maybe they don't always recognize some of the challenges that they do. Like you said, with the hyperthyroidism, not everyone knows that they have that. So it's getting a little bit of history of who they are and, you know, the processes and the fitness areas that they've traveled or not traveled on, and just assessing that and where they are right at this moment. So then I take a look at that and find out what works for them and what maybe doesn't work for them. So it's kind of an investigative, too, and getting people to look at, you know, where they are, because we don't want to keep doing the same habits and getting the same results that keep upsetting us. So.
Right, I agree. Now, I have to share with you, I have a friend in Colorado, and when she found out I was going to be doing an interview, and she is in her 70s. Now, this woman, you would never know it to look at her, but she said when she goes out to do gardening or anything like that, she always ends up in so much pain. She said, now I just go in, Donna, because you told me about TTAP. I go in and do TTAP, and the pain's gone, and I've got... She said the greatest gift it's given her is suppleness. Now, this is a woman that's not overweight, nothing like that. Well, thanks so much for sharing with me, because I think this is important. I really have found that my association with Teresa, with TTAP, and then being able to meet so many of you here, and I'm looking forward to meeting more of you this evening, but the stories of success of individual men and women and what they have been doing for themselves, and keeping track of measurements, not being so concerned about diet, but, and they're all sizes. I mean, you know, where you and Charlotte were, you know, very, very large size. And now you're not. But it's something that you wanted to invest in yourselves, and I want to congratulate both of you. I just think it's exciting, and it's wonderful to be here, and I'm so pleased you were able to join me.
Thank you, Donna. It's been my pleasure.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. When we come back, more good things to share. I'm here broadcasting live from the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa. Boy, is this place a historical location. Today and tomorrow, I'll be giving you more information about Tampa, Florida, and some wonderful things that are going on here. But in the interim, we're going to be taking a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm broadcasting live from a phenomenal place, the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa, and I have just been so intrigued. Florida is such a beautiful, beautiful state. It's an environment that's totally unique, and while I've been here, and I just got here this morning, it was quite interesting to find out about the different challenges that they've had. And as in so many places, they've had to deal with pollution. Well, let me just give you a little bit of information about this area. It apparently was established in 1945 by a Dr. Salem Baranoff as a retreat for mind, body, and spirit. Now, this is back in the 40s. And the building that I am broadcasting from has an absolutely incredible view right off of the ocean. The weather is just breathtakingly gorgeous, but they were known for their mineral spring water. Mineral spring water, and that is something that, my goodness, I've recalled hearing about in many places in Europe, and though I haven't tasted the mineral waters in different locations in Europe, I had no idea that right here in the U.S., in Florida, there was this location. In fact, they have a number of different types of waters that they have been given credit for just making such a difference in people's lives. Well, in 1964, this area was made a historic landmark by the U.S. Department of the Interior. It was made a Florida Heritage Landmark in 1997, and today it is a 50,000-square-foot spa and fitness center, and it's just absolutely incredibly gorgeous, and I just feel so privileged to be able to be doing this broadcast here. In fact, I'm going to be taken around and shown different aspects and why this has become such a significant location to be in. But health and wellness has been something that's been in the minds of many generations of people. We're not the only ones that thought about it. So no matter where you go, you always get an education. But they've had a problem here with pollution. And again, this is everywhere. I know in Virginia, where Portsmouth, my husband, that's the area that he was born in, that they have had the waters in the Chesapeake Bay, all of the fish there almost disappeared, and not only that, but you couldn't eat anything because it got so toxic. Well, just recently, here in the Tampa Bay, which is about 400 square miles of open water and about 2,300 square miles of highly developed watershed. Now, they had scallops here. But you know, in 2005, because they had a very severe red tide, they found only one living scallop. Now, there were volunteers that went out and were trying to figure things out. The red tide was so bad, that's all they found was one. Now, in 2006, the red tide was gone. They found a little bit over 17 scallops. And I got a picture of one of them in front of me. Scallops are fascinating creatures. This year, and 555 scallops were found in 2007, so they were coming back beautifully. This year is 624 scallops that they found. You may say, gee, Donna, that doesn't sound like much. But what it's showing them is that the work that they've been doing for the last 25 years to improving the water quality and the habitat restoration, it is making a difference. And also that it's just getting better and better and better. Now, what happened is that in the 60s, apparently, the bay water was highly polluted because there were dredging operations going on and industrial and municipal waste just being dumped. Now, if you think about it, that was a pattern all over the world. In fact, in many parts of the world, it is that way today still. And then they wonder why their fish populations and other things are being affected so dramatically. It is from bad water. So there is a tremendous amount of effort on the people that live in the Tampa area, and they say they just really are very conscientious about this. Now, scallops have a very short lifespan. They live only about 12 to 18 months, and they live in the seagrasses in the waters that you have, like out here in Tampa Bay, and they're filter feeders. That's right. They help keep things clean. So they're very sensitive to any changes in water quality, and it's a good way to measure an ecosystem's health and signal changes in water quality by paying attention to the scallops, doing the research on them. So it was amazing to find out that the adult bay scallops that they have in the area pump as much as 15.5 quarts of water per hour. That's how much water they're processing per hour. So the Tampa Bay Watch, the Moat Marine Laboratory, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation are wanting to really help the population of the scallops. So they're doing lab work, and they are raising baby scallops, and then they're releasing them into the bay. However, it is illegal to harvest scallops at this time, because they want the restoration effort to be successful. There's so many things that we can do to enable nature to bring back what she has to offer. And when we look at the population of the planet as it keeps growing and growing and growing, that's something we have to be more attentive to. How are we going to take care of this planet, Mother Earth, so that we can take care of ourselves. And it's something we really have to be attentive to. And there's a lot of good people that are doing a lot of good things. In fact, there is a conference that I will be attending this month in about 2 weeks, where people from different countries in the world are going to be sharing and discussing what they are doing to make a difference in their ecosystems. And they're doing it in a way and a manner that is benefiting not just the ecosystem itself, but the wellness and health of all of us that are involved in that environment. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, even though I'm here in Tampa, hey, give me a buzz. You're going to be able to reach me. All you need to do is to give me a call at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can call me on 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Just give me a buzz, and all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And just remember, I love to know where you're calling in from, and then let me do my thing. I'll be glad to give you some intuitive insight about anything that you might want to know about. And again, just give me a buzz on those telephone numbers, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Through the miracle of technology, we are able to talk no matter where I might be broadcasting from. Let me give you some information, too. I'm here at the TTAP retreat. Another broadcast is going to be done live from Tampa, Florida, tomorrow. And my guests are going to be, I'm going to have two. I'm going to have Brian McClure. We're going to be talking about the universal flag. This is a wonderful story, and it's a wonderful movement for peace around the world. And then we're going to be talking with Dr. Walter Semke. Dr. Walter is a man that has done a lot of research. His background is amazing, but he decided he was going to do some research on reincarnation, and we're going to find out why. We're going to find out about historical figures and reincarnation. So if that's subject matter you're interested in, we're going to be talking with both of those men and having good conversation. Then next week on Monday, we're going to be talking about if you have a fear of water, we're going to tell you how you can conquer that, or if you know of someone that has that fear. Melon Dash is going to be my guest. Also, we're going to be talking on Tuesday with Marianne Radmacher. We're going to be talking about how you can live boldly. You can live a life that you really want, and you can live it with character, quality, and enthusiasm. And then Suzanne Redford is a woman that has the wonderful ability of sharing people's stories about losing a child. Her book is called The Grieving Garden, and it's just heartwarming. Yeah, I know you will enjoy Suzanne. Then we're going to go into the paranormal a little bit. Dennis P. McMahon is going to be with me. It's his personal story about how he got into the mystic. And then, yes, we're coming into that time of year where holidays, parties, all kinds of events are going to be going on. And if you want to have delicious food, we're going to find out what you can do from Chef Rachel Albert Matisse. We're going to be talking about her brand new book, The Ice Dream Book. Yes, the Ice Dream Book. So you'll want to have your pad of paper and pen handy for that one, because we're going to be sharing some good recipes on the show. Now, I do know we're going to be going to a break in just a couple of minutes. Don't hesitate to give me a call if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And don't forget, those of you who are listening in the Northern California area, the Wisdom Festival is coming up the 17th and 18th of October. I'm going to be there. I'll be speaking as well as having a booth. But this is a festival that is only done once a year. And it is done at Fort Mason in San Francisco, and it is absolutely wonderful. You'll have speakers coming in from different parts of the country. There's products and services that are going to be offered from all over the world, and it'll give you an opportunity, if you have questions about anything, you're going to have all kinds of people there you're going to be able to interact with. It's a fun day. It's in a beautiful, beautiful area of San Francisco, and it's great for the entire family. So I invite you to come out. Go to their website, wisdomfestival.com. wisdomfestival.com. You'll find out about tickets. You can get at discount prices. on the web there. There, all the information you would need is available, and I do hope you'll come by and say hello to me at my booth. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. When we come back, would you like to get rid of some toxins? We've been talking health. Well, I have got some tips, and if we have some time, I might even have a recipe for a rum raisin cheesecake. Do we really want to look at that? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. We'll see. In the interim, give me a buzz if you want to chat. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I don't know about you. By the way, give me a call if you want to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Don't forget those telephone numbers to call in to are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I can be in the office working on the computer, and after a while, I get very uncomfortable. To me, in the office area, when you have your printers running, you've got more than one computer that's running, the room gets to be very stuffy to me. Well, I came across some information that I thought I would share with you because I'm definitely going to try it. I'm a firm believer in having plants in offices, and I have plants in my counseling office, but I don't have it in the computer office that we work in. So I just don't stay in there very long. I can only work in there for a little bit of time, and it just overwhelms me. And I know I need to get some plants in there. Well, I learned something just the other day that about 82% of American office workers say that they feel tired when they're sitting and working on a computer all day long. So this is what a researcher from the Institute of Geobiology in Switzerland suggested. Have a pot or a couple of pots, you know, various sizes, whatever works well in your area, of cactus. Yeah, cactus. And I said, that's amazing to me. And what they found in their research is that people, when they were working in their office environment, they'd get headaches, they'd feel so tired. When they had cactus, the plants, close to where the monitors were, that they didn't have this problem after a while. And they say that the cactus have compounds that counter the effects of radiation and electromagnetic pollution that's emitted from the computer screens. And let's face it, all of these succulents, they thrive in very dry, hot, intense environments. So I'm going to try it. I figure they don't need a lot of care. All you need to do is water them once in a while. They just have to have sandy soil. But if that will improve and help clean the air in the office, that is important. Other plants, like your snake plants, are very good for removing pollutants. And you can go and you can do research on the Internet regarding this if you like. But it can make a tremendous difference. And I know living in the Pacific Northwest, when the temps start falling, which they are, and we're getting our rains and we're getting our storms now that are coming in. So what happens is your house is closed up tightly because of the cooler temperatures, and you have all of these things that start accumulating, this toxic air. And it's amazing how having plants there can make such a difference. An excellent plant to have is bamboo. And what they found is that the Chinese for century knew something that most of us in the Western world didn't pay attention to. And that is that the Chinese used to bake their bamboo at super high temperatures, and it turns into an absorbent piece of charcoal that's an odor magnet. And it absorbs fumes, It absorbs anything that has formaldehyde in it, ammonia, benzene, and it's not just the Chinese that have been aware of this. The Japanese and the Koreans have known this. In fact, they would use for centuries briquettes of bamboo charcoal to keep smells in the house because, you know, many of them would have kitchen areas and they just didn't have air systems like we did. So you can get this, but bamboo is an amazing plant. Also, I was not aware that fountains can make such a difference with toxicity in an environment. Why? Apparently, when you have water flowing over rocks, when you have a fountain working, it releases negative ions and air molecules. These are air molecules that have broken apart. They attach themselves to air pollutants, and they'll take them out of breathing range. In fact, they did a study on this, and they're so effective. Fountains are so effective at cleaning the air, they work just as well as HEPA filters. This is what researchers have found, and you can find a small fountain at, you know, one of your local chain stores for about $20. So these are just little tips that I've come across that I just thought was so interesting. Of course, cinnamon is just fabulous, cinnamon sticks. And if you really want your house to smell good, have apple cider on your stove and toss in some cinnamon sticks, and oh, it's just incredibly wonderful to smell. But scientists found that air fresheners that we use so frequently have a lot of chemicals in them, including carcinogens. Now, if you don't want to have that in your environment, you take 1 to 2 tablespoons of ground cinnamon in a pan of water, and you can use that, or you can just take cinnamon sticks. And it's just, if you have it on the stove and just simmering, if you're like I am, sometimes your house will get very, very dry because the heat's on. Again, cold temperatures. I know up in Alaska, that's something you have to be aware of. Your skin will get so dry because of the fact that you've got the heat and your house is so tight. So, and you can end up with sinus problems. Well, this will bring a humidity. And what I have done in the past is just put a nice big pot on a stove and put it at a very, very low heat, or use a crock pot. You can use a crock pot. Fill it with water, and then put your cinnamon in that, and just let the humidity work for you. And it keeps the air nice and moist, and you're going to find that it just smells absolutely fabulous. Also, a salt lamp is very good, and what's been really popular recently, and it gives a very unique effect, is putting a light bulb in a chunk of natural salt mined from the Himalayas. Now, it has this beautiful color that it gives off, but it neutralizes pollutants and toxins. What happens is when the salt is heated by the light bulb, the salt crystals are released into the air and attached to impurities, and it brings them down so they can't circulate, and you can't breathe them in. And you will find them, you can check out Himalayan salt lamps and find out. And, of course, beeswax candles have always been very popular, but you've got to make sure that you have 100% beeswax so that you get the entire benefit from the burning of them. And they do have a nice fragrance to them, too, as well. But NASA scientists have found that houseplants and flowers like mums, your spider plants, and your Gerbera daisies can remove up to 87% of toxic indoor air, including cigarette smoke and carbon monoxide in a day. And rooms with plants contain half the amount of airborne microbes as rooms without them. Studies are just going on with these studies, so there's a lot that you can use naturally that can keep your environment healthy and safe for you and those that you love. And you just enjoy the beauty of it as well. Well, this is Donna Siebel broadcasting live from the Safety Harbor Resort and Spa, one of the oldest and finest spa resorts in the United States. I'm going to be broadcasting here tomorrow, live again. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I look forward to sharing time with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here, bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.